This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So if we were to do this endeavour by ourselves, we'd probably fail straight away. And that is why we have got archaeologist, expert, legend on the line, Karen Sawada. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
The first thing we need to learn, because it probably is important when studying archaeology, is exactly what is archaeology?
Well, archaeology is the study of the past using the material remains of individuals and societies to understand something of the way people lived and of the way society was organised. It differs substantially from historical inquiry in that it uses the material culture remains of past societies. So that would include buildings, the remains of pottery, the objects that people used, the landscape in which they lived, and the pattern of settlement of the surrounding countryside. All of these things we use to help build a picture of past societies.
So it's more than just sitting in a dusty pit with a paintbrush.
Look, that is absolutely right. And it's funny how that is the mental picture of an archaeologist. And look, sometimes it absolutely is like that, but certainly not like that if you're a maritime archaeologist digging a historic shipwreck, or if you're in a tomb or a cemetery digging your rock-cut tombs in Israel. It's a very different environment, and indeed one needs different sorts of strategies to excavate the range of sites that comprise past societies.
So I was getting all excited, thinking we'll go out and a dig, we'll find something covered in dirt, dust it off, come home with metal of some sort. But you're saying it's a bit more detailed than that.
Look, it is a lot more detailed, and an archaeological excavation takes quite a lot of preparation. For a start, you need permission from the authorities to excavate in a particular place. I mean, and even prior to that, you've got to have done some research to decide where it is you want to work. So, I mean, there are oodles of archaeological sites all over, say, the Middle East, in Australia, in America, Africa. And so one would obviously need to zero in on a site that you felt was of particular interest. You need to justify the reasons why you want to go there to the relevant authorities, make an application to do the work, establish the scientific objectives and what you hope to obtain, and then you've got to find the funding. So it's quite a detailed process before you even put your application in. Then you've got to find the people to go, which involves getting a group of people together with a particular skill set. You need obviously quite highly specialised skills in order to conduct a dig. And then once you've got everybody in the field, there's quite a lot of planning, day-to-day management of the project. And then, of course, 2 months later, once you've all finished, coming home and processing the data in the lab and the library is a very time-consuming exercise. So I've always established that 6 weeks in the field, and certainly this is true of my own research, 6 weeks in the field results invariably in 12 months in the library or the lab.
All right. Well, we don't have that much time every week to speak to you. But look, we look forward to our journey in the future, in the past with you. Issues like Noah's Ark, where is it? What is it? Yes. Is it still around?
What is it? It was a big boat.
I know what it was. Yeah. That was a poor choice of words. The Shroud of Turin, for instance, all these things. We look forward to exploring this with you in the future. Karen, thank you.
Look forward to it, gentlemen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.